This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good Monday morning. As you head into this week, just think about this for a minute. You are in a relationship with God if you are a real born-again Christian. Now, that's not just Christianese jargon of some kind. It's not just terminology we throw around. It's a real relationship. The same rules that govern all relationships work with that relationship too. If you want to grow closer to someone, you spend more time with them. If you want to get to know them, you talk with them, you listen to them, you ask questions, and then you share of yourself with them too. Well, that's how your relationship with God is. So this week, we want to talk all week about prayer. But I want to focus in on praying for people in your life. And I want to look at the life of Jesus and some of the lessons we learn from Jesus' prayer for others. I want to start in Matthew chapter 19 in the Bible, starting in verse 13. This is what it says. Then children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people. But Jesus said, let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and went away. Well, this is a well-known little encounter with Jesus, all the children coming to him. The disciples think he's too busy, try to send them away. And Jesus says, no, let them come. I want to lay my hands on them and pray for them. Well, why do you think it was important to Jesus to pray for those children? Why would it be important for you to pray for children that are in your life? You think about it. Maybe your own children. Maybe the children of one of your brothers or sisters. Or grandchildren that you have. Or children of a friend of yours. Children that you encounter at church or in other environments. Why is it important to pray for them? Well, I think number one, we have to acknowledge Jesus wanted to pray for them because he believed God answers prayer. God answers prayer. I've experienced this firsthand in my own life. My family, as I was growing up, we lived overseas in India. I was born there, and we were in some difficult situations for us as kids growing up. After India, we moved back to Australia, and then we moved to America. And for many years, we were moving from place to place in different environments, different challenging situations. But every one of us kids have grown up to know and love the Lord and be involved in ministry to others. And sometimes I wondered about that. But then we began to encounter more and more people who said, do you know, we prayed for you. I spoke at a missions conference a number of years ago, and a man and his wife came up to me, probably a similar age to me, and he said, how are your brothers and sisters? And he started naming all of my brothers and sisters. While I didn't really know this person, I wondered, how do they know all about my family? He said, my parents knew about your parents' ministry, and we prayed not only for their ministry, but also for your family, every one of you, by name, every day in our family. Well, I've encountered more and more people who were praying for me by name, who had never met me and I had never met them. No wonder God was at work in our lives. Jesus wants you to pray for children in your life because God answers prayer. Not only that, but when you pray with children, it teaches them to pray. It models for them a way of life. It builds their faith because as they start to pray with you about things, they see that God answers prayer and their own faith grows. And it really helps them to understand that God is real. He's there. We can talk to him. He's not just stories in a Bible storybook with pictures. He is real and he's involved in our lives. I hope that you know that for your own life. and I hope that you are also building that understanding into the lives of children that you know. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.